Let's get a look at one of many police departments under scrutiny for its treatment of racial minorities.
Newark, New Jersey is facing questions similar to those faced by police in New York, Baltimore, or Ferguson, Missouri. And we have a chance in New Jersey's largest city to glimpse what police are trying to do about it.
Newark's police force is soon to become the latest department the federal government monitors for using excessive force. Last year, the Justice Department found Newark police had repeatedly violated black residents' civil rights.
NPR's Hansi Lo Wong recently went to Newark to find out what policing looks like now.
It's a complicated moment to become a cop in places like Newark, New Jersey.
You have a very difficult, difficult job in a very difficult and critical time.
Mayor Raz Baraka recently welcomed 51 new police recruits gathered at Abyssinian Baptist Church. They sat stone-faced in the blue glow of stained glass windows. Among them was 22-year-old recruit Kiara Fouché, an aspiring third-generation Newark cop, after her father, grandmother, and grandfather, Joe Fouché.
I was on a list in 1967 to be a police officer, and it was very unpopular at the time. It might be unpopular in a lot of quarters today.
Still, Fouché's granddaughter, Kiara, said she understands where some of that tension between police and the people they serve comes from.
I think sometimes police officers may abuse their power. I also think the community may feel threatened a little bit.
There's evidence of that threat in a damning report released by the Justice Department last July. An investigation found that about 75% of stops made by Newark police were illegal, many targeting black residents for loitering or wandering. The report says that kind of policing makes officers' jobs more dangerous and less effective.
It makes me nervous, but I know I'll do good. So if you approach someone nicely, they wouldn't come at you disrespectfully. So just be respectful and get respect back.
Respect is part of what Newark police are trying to earn. And a year after the report, there's still plenty of work to do.
Stop police brutality in the black community.
On another day, a small group of protesters met in one of the city's high-crime neighborhoods. They stood near a sidewalk where police had found a 19-year-old man dying from gunshot wounds on an early Saturday morning. Jamila Brown lives nearby. She said Newark police could do a better job.
They're just not out here enough for us. They're not. And then we're all just looked at as the bad guys, you know? And it's not that way.
Brown's son, Daquan, said he's also disappointed in the police.
If they had something going on, it'd take a long time for them to come because they don't care. Some of them want to see us die, man.
Newark's police director, Eugene Venable, says he knows that some neighborhoods want to see more police officers out on the streets. But the department is still trying to refill its ranks after budget deficits led to layoffs 5 years ago.
We have to go where we can get the best for our buck. Right now, with the lack of resources that we have, we're down like 400 police officers.
Still, Newark is finalizing a consent decree with the federal government to reform the police department. Venable says the city is also buying body cameras, starting a civilian complaint review board, and encouraging cops to walk through neighborhoods.
People have to know that you're serious about reducing crime, but you also have a heart and you also have compassion.
But Samuel Walker, an expert on police accountability, says lasting change will come after the consent decree and a federally appointed monitor are in place to overhaul how Newark does policing.
And sergeants will have to more closely scrutinize officer conduct. And that's a huge learning curve. It may take a while.
I've been in this too long to be overly optimistic.
Lawrence Ham's an activist against police brutality in Newark with the People's Organization for Progress. He's seen politicians come and go, campaigning to reform the police, like former mayor and now U.S. Senator Cory Booker. This time, though, he says he's seeing some small signs of change.
I think just the fact that the Newark police know that they're under scrutiny now by the Justice Department has had an ameliorating effect. I don't know how long it's going to last, but we'll see.
And Ham says he won't stop calling for reforms. This Saturday, he's leading a march through the streets of Newark with the current mayor's support. Hansi Luong, NPR News.